Bills Roundup, presented by Paytech Energy, your advocate for informed energy decisions.
For the Bills, Week 2 was a must-win at home against the Chiefs, and unlike last week, Buffalo was sound in every phase of the game as they rolled out to a 35-3 lead and coasted to a 35-17 victory to even their record at 1-1 on the season.
I think it shows the maturity of our team. It shows that we've got a lot of veteran guys that now this game, we're on the other side of it. We're a 24-hour rule. We're going to be happy. We're going to be excited about it. You've got to put it behind you and move on to the next game. And so, we flopped in the first game. We didn't play well. And, you know, to be able to move on from that and come out and win like we did today, I think that shows a lot about the maturity of that team.
I think our guys understood exactly what we were trying to get done this week. And we were, I think we came out to play more physical this week. We came out to play physical last week, but we didn't get it done. This week we got it done. And I thought the matchups were favorable this week as well.
We were able to get them in some situations where it's 3rd and 5 plus. You know, I think we talked about it last week. You know, we got in some bad situations on first down where they hit some quick passes on us. And, you know, when you get in 3rd and 3, you know, 3rd and 4, 3rd and 2, that's a whole different world to try to defend. And, we played well enough in the run D to, you know, put them behind the ball, behind the 8 ball, as you say. And, you know, we're able to get some pressure and get a few sacks.
Buffalo's defense was relentless in pursuing Matt Cassel, registering 5 sacks on the day to go with their solid run defense. And Leotis McKelvin provided an 88-yard punt return for a touchdown on special teams to put the game to bed. But for the second straight week, C.J. Spiller was the star performer with 170 total yards from scrimmage, including 123 on the ground and a pair of touchdowns.
I think C.J., he always comes to play. I mean, ever since I've been playing with him at Clemson, he always comes to play. He always runs hard, and he's done a good job of, sort of getting in the scheme of things. And with Fred going down, he's stepping it up.
They were playing a defense that allowed us to have pretty good matchups in the run game out of certain personnel groups, and we wanted to go take advantage of it. So that's what we did, and I thought our guys were pretty physical coming off the football, and we were able to establish the run game extremely well early in the ball game.
I'm just having great weeks of preparation, and, you know, offensive line doing a great job of covering these guys up. And, you know, we knew coming into the game we were going to have to be very decisive running, putting your foot down and getting what they take. So I think it just all starts when we start our preparation. I do the same thing. I read it and I run hard at practice, and it's really just translating over into on Sundays.
The Bills' win marked the 8th time in 9 meetings in Buffalo with the Chiefs that the Bills have emerged victorious. They now try to take this convincing win and build on it next week in Cleveland for a 1 p.m. kickoff at Cleveland Browns Stadium. At Ralph Wilson Stadium, I'm Chris Brown for Bills Roundup.